Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 25th, 2013. Wow, what a great gathering at the Olive Garden restaurant last night for our Great News Radio meet and greet. For just like 5 minutes, I went around with the microphone, and you're going to hear from a listener from Indiana, Gibson City, Champaign, Urbana, Melvin, Rantoul, Atwood, Farmer City, Homer. It just happened that way. So here's what they had to say. Thanks for listening today, and be sure to meet up with us this Saturday at our special Testimony and Worship Night at the Burns Homestead. More to say later.
Hey, this is Phil Wright from Cougar, Indiana, and I'm here at the meet and greet at the Olive Garden with Mark and the radio station. It's just been great, and a great food, great company, and it's just been awesome.
Hi, my name is Shelley Christman, and having a wonderful evening tonight here with Clayton and seeing all the familiar faces from past trips to Israel. Missed all of you guys here, but it was an enjoyable evening.
Hi, Mark. This is Yoram from Champaign. And as I told you before, you are doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. As we say in the old country, kol hakavod. You know what kol hakavod is.
All my heart.
Kol hakavod is with all respect. You're doing wonderful job.
My name is Fred Gautier. I'm from Urbana. And it was a wonderful idea meeting here, having dinner with new people I haven't met before, now are friends, and that's just one of the wonderful things about this whole program of getting together in fellowship.
Hey, this is Bonnie Aarons from Melvin, and I'm having a great time here with all the Great News Radio family. Wonderful food, wonderful fellowship. Great evening.
I'm Jean Bargren. I'm enjoying being here at the Olive Garden. It's so fun to see other people that I've gone to Israel with and to see all the things that people have made and talk to the authors of the books and so forth, Dr. Webb and several others. So glad to be here.
I'm Jeanette from Rantoul, and my tummy is so full, I'm going to go home and take a nap. Thank you, Mark.
My name is Shirley Rodmaker from Atwood, Illinois, and I've just started to listen to this program, and I plan to attend and enter some art next year. It's been a great evening. Thank you.
Hi, this is Holly, and I'm going to read John 3:16 in Mandarin. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Hi, I'm Mary. I'm from Urbana for about another month, and then I'll be from Texas. And I'm going to be at the campfire on Saturday night, and I'm going to be the car parker. So please come out so I can park your car or your motorcycle. I'll be happy to do that.
Hi, my name's Cindy Wendon. I'm from Farmer City, and I'm here at Olive Garden having a blast tonight. The food is so delicious, and the people are so neat. And when they sit you next to somebody that you don't know, you become such good friends at the end, even if you have to wear your boots to put up with each other. But it's still a lot of fun, and we're having a great time. Wish you were here.
My name is Herb Ketchum. I live in near Homer. The general manager of this radio station has nicknamed me Herb the Radio Servant, of which I've worked pretty hard trying to live up to that title. This coming Saturday is going to be so very special. We're going to spend time around a campfire. There will be testimonies given. Debbie Phillips will be there worshiping with us. Dr. Webb will be there. Dolly Redden, who is 92, will be there to share her testimony about her length of life. It's just going to be a wonderful time. So come and join us, one and all. I know that you will be so pleased and so blessed by what you hear. And being around friends that love the Lord, I know that you'll go away just blessed. Just as I say once in a while, your socks will be blessed off.
Oh, Jason, you just got to love our listeners. And, you know, I've bragged them up so many different times just how Great News Radio has the world's greatest listeners. And there's just so much love in their eyes, in their hearts, their love for God's word, God's spirit abiding in them when we gather together in his name, just how certain things happen or naturally flow. Thank you, God, for all that showed up and enjoyed a great meal and the fellowship and the food and the conversation and the product that was sold from these individuals. individuals. And you shared even on Sunday an illustration about Kathleen Jennings, who had her paintings or her watercolors available last night and her gift cards and such. And you talked about how God can fashion us and how his prints are all over us. And, and maybe you could share a little about that. And I'm like full to overflowing because of all the experiences from Saturday on with the singing men, with Bill Allison on Monday and Tuesday. We really didn't get to talk about the unique work that God did at the Taylorville Correctional Center, but it was a supernatural time because God was prayed into the whole environment. He lived and abided through the guys' faces, through their songs. It was just incredible. And I did a little 2-minute radio spot on Monday highlighting the unique ways God worked, and listeners prayed for it. And then Monday night singing men rehearsal, where we spent, I think, 30 or 40 minutes recapping all that went on, and it was like a blessing. And then when I finally opened in prayer, like 40 minutes almost into the rehearsal, I began by saying, you know, God's already been here this whole time and through those testimonies. So that was outstanding. And just some of the unique ways he's been at work. Last night with the meet and greet. Tomorrow night we have our last Merge Gospel gathering, which is going to be exciting. I mean, 12 weeks that we've gathered.
Yeah, that's going to be great pizza.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to work it out. There's going to be some pizza there. In fact,
what's so funny is that I say that, I kid you about that, but I never eat anything when I'm there. Yeah. I don't think I've had any of the food that's been served at any of these gatherings because I just don't eat then.
Yeah. Well, and I have my racquetball doubles league on Thursday nights, and so I got to figure out how I can maybe schedule that earlier or get the setup done, do my racquetball game, and then get in there in time for the teaching right at 6:30. So I'll be pressed, and how do I get the pizza all there and all that? But God will pull it together. And then this Saturday, the special testimony and worship night, you haven't seen these correspondents, but I've been in contact with Dr. David Webb a number of times. He's been very intentionally praying the message that God would put on his heart and emailing Debbie Phillips, who's going to lead with song and worship, and 92-and-a-half-year-old Dolly Redden is all excited. She and I are becoming like best of friends, and she texts me all the time. I mean, almost every day she might have a devotional thought, or she's becoming my little encourager, and she's calling me her spiritual son. I mean, she's so sweet. And then we have another special guest, and we'll see how God pulls it all together. But if you don't have plans for this Saturday, or if you have plans, please change them, because this is going to be a very special event from 5:30 to 7:30 around the campfire on my property, which is really God's property. He's gifted it to me, and I've just so appreciated it these many years. And so we have a nature trail here and a fun tree fort way up in the air, and it overlooks the river. It's like 32 feet long, 12 feet wide. It has a building on it. It's like a big platform up in the air on this great sycamore tree, and it overlooks the water about 10 feet. It jets over the mighty Sangamon River, which is about a foot deep right now, but it's a great environment. I think you'll be blessed by just meeting up with other believers. And don't hesitate to bring your unchurched friend, or maybe somebody far from God, or somebody that's maybe entertaining the idea that he does care but isn't like a regular attender to a church. This is going to be a special service, and I know the testimonies that'll be shared, and I know the God-honoring music and worship that'll be provided that I think will woo all of us closer to God. And I hope some unchurched people will come out and see what a good God we serve, and you'll be praying it up. And if you can't make it, please be in prayer, because I know Dr. Webb wants to deliver a special message, as do all those that'll be speaking. So that's this Saturday, 5:30 to 7:30. If you need directions, you can contact the station or just email Karen at staff, STAFF, staff at greatnewsradio.org. And then on 150 at the crossroads, County Line 0, I'll have some signs up. And then on Route 47, about 50 yards north of I-72, don't get confused with I-74, I-72, about 50 yards north, there'll be signing that'll direct you towards my homestead. And it's from 47 or 150. It's about 5 miles from those two locations. And there'll be signage all the way along. In fact, a good friend of mine, Doug Schroeder, who's a farmer, he got me some of those farmer, you know, like the soybean or whatever products out there. They always have those steel green stake things, and then the white, sometimes styrofoam or whatever that plastic is. He gave me a bunch of those. So I'm going to write like 4.2 miles, you know, 3 miles, turn left here. And so we'll have some signage up once you get to those two locations. So anyways, there will be desserts provided, but if you want to bring a snack or a treat or something to share, you won't be turned away. We'd appreciate that. I'll have some Pepsi products along with tea and lemonade and water. And it's all happening, like I said, on my property, but there's parking right across the road from me. It's a huge lot, and then there's a pasture, a horse pasture, and my other neighbor said that we could also park people there. So there'll be easy access to walk right across the street and be in my yard, and it'll be around a campfire. And if for whatever reason there's going to be rain or storms, we'll meet at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47 and River Bend Boulevard. What's the number, River Bend Boulevard? Like 102?
102.
102 River Bend Boulevard, right on Route 47. And it's right between I-72 and I-74. So it's like 3.5 or so miles south of I-74, or about 3 or 4 miles north of I-72. But it's right on Route 47. And that will be our location only if there's major weather issues going on. So it's this Saturday. I hope you can all make it out and bring your friends.
Yeah, let me tell you what, I mean, I would really say, hey, try and bring somebody who doesn't know Jesus if you can. I mean, what a great setting it'll be. The testimonies are people's stories. I mean, this isn't preaching. This isn't exegetical homiletics and all those kinds of things. This is people telling their stories. And each one of us, no matter who we are, if we're near God or far from God, every single one of us has a story. You know, in Isaiah 45, there's this great moment. It says in verse 1, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I take hold of, to subdue the nations before him and to strip kings of their armor, to open doors before him so that the gates will not be shut. You know what's fascinating about that verse, Mark, is that Cyrus was a pagan. And it says in this verse, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus. Cyrus didn't believe in Yahweh, the God of Israel. Cyrus didn't worship the God of Israel. Cyrus, if anything, he was just trying to negotiate all these different gods in an attempt to maybe not irritate, frustrate, or just in case. I mean, maybe every single one of us knows that person, right? Just in case there is a God, I want to make sure I go on Easter. Just in case there's a God, I'll go to church on Christmas. Now, I'm not going to give my whole heart to him and go all year long, but just in case. Cyrus was that just in case kind of person here. But the Lord says, this is my anointed Cyrus. In fact, later on in the passage in 45, it says, though you do not know me. It says it twice, though you don't know me, though you don't know me. Cyrus, you don't know me. You don't know who I am, but I know who you are. I got your number. I've already Googled you. I've already seen your Facebook page. I know who you are, Cyrus. But it says that he is anointed. And those of us who are on this side of the cross, who are on this side of Christianity, who might be steeped in religion and not relationship, that would tweak us a little bit. Because we would say, how is it that God's anointed even though he doesn't know who God is? Well, you know what? Just because you don't know who God is doesn't mean God doesn't know who you are. You know, in my reading this morning, I happened upon an amazing passage in Ezra chapter 1. And it says this, this is the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia. So it's the first year of his being in power. Remember, he's pagan. The first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, the king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and put it into writing. What God does is God moves Cyrus's heart not only to release the Jews to be able to return to Jerusalem, but also to send a large monetary offering so that the temple can be rebuilt, so Jerusalem can be rebuilt after the sack. So Cyrus made his people give money towards the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Now, some of you guys say, well, that was just God using somebody to do that. Now, I want to show you what I thought was really fascinating. So, again, remember, it says, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus the king of Persia. Down in verse 5, it says, then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and the Levites and everyone whose heart God had moved. The same exact words are used for the pagan person as are used for the religious people. Look at the God intervened in the life of Cyrus, the king of Persia, the same way he intervened into the lives of the priests and the Levites and the family heads of Judah and Benjamin. By the way, Benjamin, we know tribe of Benjamin was one of the most esteemed tribes. If you came from the tribe of Benjamin, that's why Paul makes such a big deal in Philippians. He says, Pharisee of the Pharisee, tribe of Benjamin. Benjamin was the tribe to be from. I mean, if you had some street credibility, it was from being from Benjamin. But here, isn't it fascinating that the Lord moves Cyrus's heart the same way that Lord moves the heart of those people who are religious? You know why? Because the Lord's glory and the Lord's methods are the same. Look at the atheist who says, you know what, I don't know who God is. But God knows who he is. The atheist who says, well, you know what, I don't believe in God. That's fine, because God's still going to use you. God still, because if we believe Psalm 24:1, the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord, that doesn't mean it's because there's some people who are atheists that the Lord is just suddenly kind of leaves them off and they have a Rice Krispie square that's untouchable. They have some sort of force field around them and they're not able to be moved by the divine. Look at, if you're an atheist on a sailboat, I'm telling you how you're getting from one place to the other by the wind that the Lord provides, by the water that the Lord provides. If you're an atheist driving in a car, by the way, I thought this was really funny. I was talking to a guy who was a devout, I have a couple friends, and they're in Peoria. One guy sells cars, okay? This one guy was talking about, man, I just bought this car from, you know, this guy Jake, and he goes, I just bought this car from Jake, and man, I just can't believe I got such a great deal on the car. And this guy's a total atheist. I got this car from Jake, and what a great deal. And man, I just can't believe how nice the car is and how well the car has been taken care of. And then Jake goes, you know, that car was owned by a Christian, and they used it as their prayer room. Like, they prayed all the time in there, and they did all that. And I just think how funny that is, because there might be somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus who may have bought a car that was assembled by somebody who devoutly believes in Jesus. I mean, so the Lord is in all kinds of things. I think if we say, well, the Lord's not over there, and he's not over there, and he's not in that, and he's not in that, that we're really short-sighted, because the Lord, the earth and everything in it belongs to the Lord. The Lord moved Cyrus the pagan's heart the same way that he moved the religious person in the Bible's heart. The Lord doesn't work differently. In fact, I was thinking in Psalm 34 in verse 18, it says this, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. In fact, the verse before in 17, it says, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Now, this passage is talking about the believer. This passage is talking about somebody who believes. They're righteous. They've been righteous, justified in that, in the terms of God. But if we look in other places in Scripture, we see that the Lord treats those who don't know him, not those who don't know him in sin, but those who don't know him, he treats them the same in terms of how he interacts, how he chases after them. It says the Lord is close to the I can't think of anybody who's probably more brokenhearted and maybe doesn't know it than somebody who doesn't know Jesus. Somebody whose heart is breaking every day and they're going, and I've had these conversations with people. There's something deep in my heart and I can't explain it. I know that I'm meant to do something more. I'm meant for more than what I'm doing right now. Well, you know, in the Bible it says the Lord who separated the light from the darkness made that light dwell deeply and richly into your heart so that you would know so you would have the knowledge of Christ in the face of the glory of God. That when people tell me who don't know Jesus, there's something gnawing at me. I just don't know what it is. I'm telling you, that's Jesus. Because the Lord moves the heart of the non-believer the same as he moves the hearts of the believers. And so if you don't listen to me now, listening friend, if you don't even step across that uncomfortable place of tension to make the invitation to say, hey, you know what, there's this campfire thing going on and they've got desserts and drinks and there's like, you know, going to be some people telling their stories and there's going to be some music. If you don't even make that invitation, it's as if you haven't put the spoon inside of the bowl and began to do some stirring. You know, sometimes, I think that's what God calls us to do. He calls us to stick our spoon in other people's bowl and stir them a little bit for the glory of God. But if you don't do that because you go, you know what, they're pagan. I don't want to upset them. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. You know what, last time I checked, everybody in the Bible was upsetting people when they went with the gospel. Acts is replete with people going and sharing who Jesus is and getting stoned and getting persecuted and all kinds of things happening to them. I have, last time I checked, friends, I don't think I've heard about any of you guys getting stoned. I haven't heard about any of you guys getting nailed to crosses. I haven't heard about any of you guys having any of those kinds of things happen to you. So at worst, all that's going to happen is somebody's going to say, you know, I'm busy. And then you know what you say? Okay, that's okay. I'm going to ask you again, though, next time another thing comes up, because I'd just love for you to come with me. You know, as tenacious as you are, You're breaking down the wall. You're chipping it away. But again, you got to stick your spoon in their bowl and help stir for the glory of God.
You know, and I'm thinking, Jason, right now there's maybe some skeptics, some atheists tuned in. I mean, people can scan the dial. And it's not by chance that you're listening to Jason's words this morning, words I believe from God, because his heart aches for you to come to know him, all of us to come to know him better, and for some of you maybe to come to know him for the first time. And this would be a very non-threatening occasion for you to just come out, even if your motives are, hey, I just want to come out and have some iced tea and some desserts and see the woods because I haven't walked through a nice nature trail in a long time. Hey, I don't care. Whatever it takes to get you out, come on out. It'll be a friendly environment. And I believe as you hear these people's testimonies, it might draw you closer to God because he does care for you, dear one. And there is a 800 number that you can call to begin that relationship through the Lord Jesus Christ, or at least have your questions answered by these loving counselors. It's free of charge, and they would love to talk with you. So if you're hurting right now, or you have some questions about God or God's love, or how can this all be, then call 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. And seek out some other people that follow the Lord Jesus Christ. They would love to tell you about their personal relationship and the struggles they had. You know, one of the things that I learned strongly this past Saturday at the Taylorville Correctional Center is when we talked about prayer, and I did a little teaching. You would have been proud of me. But I basically said to the guys, hey, when we say we're going to pray for you, let me be real clear. That doesn't mean we think we're any better than you, that we think you need our prayers and so we're going to help you to grow. I told them, I said, we need your prayers too. And then I also kind of tongue in cheek, and I felt it was appropriate, but I said, you know, yes, you're incarcerated here because you made some missteps. You've sinned, but we've all sinned. And really, truth be told, we all deserve to be behind bars for maybe some of our thoughts or actions or unspoken activities. But you guys got caught and you are paying the penalty. But there's a God that will release you from those chains, those shackles, those prisons. And he loves you. And the guys were very, very receptive. And it was just a powerful time. So, people, we just want you to draw near to God. Jason and I both love the fact that when we approach God, he's already has been pursuing us all the time. And so we can all have a dynamic relationship with him, with blessing and an eternal security to spend eternity with him. So one phone number you could call is 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, we're out of time. I might have to preempt some more of SRN news, but thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.